What does the Bible say about cremation? Martyrs did not have a choice, but for a funeral, what if one does?
Well, Martin, this is a very personal issue, a very sensitive issue. And I've received a couple of letters in this regard of late, and also some studies that people had worked out as to what does the Bible say about cremation. The Bible doesn't really speak about cremation. It does mention that some people were burnt, like Saul. He was burnt, and Jonathan, and they cremated the bones. Now, Jonathan, is he lost or saved?
Yeah. He's probably saved.
Yes, Jonathan was a good guy, right? Mm. And he died under those circumstances. So if cremation was a problem, like Catholicism originally taught that you should not be cremated because you would not be found when Christ came to resurrect the dead, and therefore their enemies were burnt. And Wycliffe was dug up and his bones were burnt and pulverized and the ashes were thrown into the River Swift. Now, does that mean that these martyrs that all burnt will be lost? The answer is obviously no. But the Bible does speak about burial a lot. And right from the beginning, you read about the burial places that Abraham secured and how meticulous they were that they were placed in the right burial chambers.
Mm-hmm. Even Joseph asked for his bones to be taken out of Egypt back to Israel.
There are a couple of questions here. Is God dependent on the physical material that you consist of in order to resurrect you?
No.
All right. How often do you change the physical material that you consist of during your lifetime?
I think, don't you do it yearly?
Every 8 months, about, you are a totally new person. So, in 8 months' time, I'll be looking at another Martin.
A little bit older one.
Yes. Every mineral and everything will have been replaced by then. And you have a constant turnover. So, biologically, who are you? And on what part of it is God dependent for your resurrection?
Your character.
Yes. He's interested in your character and he's going to give you a new body, a totally new body. What that looks like, we will find out one day. So purely scientifically, what is the difference between normal decay and cremation? Scientifically, the process is speeded up, right? There's a tremendous speeding up of the process. And what is the advantage of the one over the other? Well, people are emotional about bodies and burial places and graves. And, you know, if you have an identity and you can go and see that person's grave that you feel very close to, that gives you some form of comfort. So, does that mean that the Bible condemns cremation?
No.
The answer is no, because you cannot find it in the Bible. So, it is a very personal decision.
I think so,
as to whether you should allow cremation or not. Now, in some countries where space is of the optimum, like in Japan, for example, you rent a grave for a while. And then after, I think, 2 years or so, you have to make room for someone else because space is just of a premium. So there are all of these issues. Now, if I can relate a personal story, which is not always a very nice story, but my parents were buried. They weren't cremated. And my mother was buried in a family grave. And then her twin sister, when she died, was buried in the same grave. And so the grandmother and the family, they were all in the same grave. And then a couple of years ago, the city decided to expand the road system. And so they had to exhume the graves.
Sure.
And they had to remove the bodies. So they told us about it, and we went to the grave site, and they were busy exhuming the graves. Now, what they were going to do is they were going to take the remnants and put them into new ossuaries or into new coffins and then rebury them in another grave that had been set aside for this purpose. Now, when we got there, they were busy. Now, the graves are only of a particular size. So those that died earlier were buried deeper than the others. So some were buried very deep and some were buried less deep. My mother died very early, so she was in one of the lower portions. But my aunt was in one of the higher portions. And as the man was busy with his pick opening up the grave, all of a sudden, the skull of my aunt came up on the tip of the pick, which was very disconcerting. And so all of these things make you think, you know, what is the purpose of all of this? And then again, you have the other situation, is that the burial sites are not what they used to be. I mean, it was a place of quiet in the past. It was well maintained. And then neglect came in, and eventually vagrants came in, and there were grave robbers trying to find jewelry somewhere on the corpse, etc., etc. A lot of desecration. And then you wonder, what is the dignity that is still left in all of this? So these are choices that people will have to make. But my personal opinion is that the one process is just a faster process than the normal decay. Biblically, there is no verse that speaks against cremation. Fact of the matter is, many thousands upon thousands, if not millions, of God's saints were cremated.
Yes.
Not by choice, but by the actions of their enemies. And therefore, God is concerned with character. But if your emotional attachment is such that you cannot deal with it, then by all means, use burial.